squad cars. The story you're about to hear is true. Details are supplied from the official case files by the South African police. Only names and places have been changed to protect innocent people involved.
Johannesburg, October the 14th, 3:35 a.m. It's a wet, windy night. Sheets of rain drive along the shining streets. A few late pedestrians struggle from doorway to doorway, heads tucked into upturned collars, clothes pulled tight about them to keep out the lashing rain. Huddled in a dark entrance hall, two figures pass a damp cigarette end between them.
Nearly finished.
Better get some more.
The wheels first. You ready?
Yeah. That one over there, eh? That looks easy enough. That type of you just cross the two ignition wires.
If it isn't locked.
Oh, no trouble. Push in the side window with the screwdriver.
Hey, you've done this before?
Plenty. Here goes. What do you know? Not even locked. Now, I won't need the screwdriver. Now, let's see. Yeah, there it is. Now, just get this crossed there. Like that, and...
got it.
Of course I got it, man. Jump in. Let's go.
It is still several hours to a wet and windy dawn. On the national road to Durban, some 6 miles from Van Riernan's Pass in the Swinburne area of the Free State, the headlights of a lonely car illuminate the driving rain.
Dad. Look, man. Petrol's nearly finished.
Yeah. Can't complain. The bloke left us with a full tank.
Yeah, but we've got to get some more, man.
Yeah, no trouble. Garage up there on the hill.
You're the fire, too. I'm starving.
For money?
Wait and see.
Better, hey. Out of the rain for a bit. Oh, better.
Your shoulders get tired when you're driving. Hey, you want to take over for a bit?
Yeah, well, why not? You need some petrol, bloke, Dad.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Fill her up.
Yes, sir.
And check the oil and water and everything.
Yes, sir.
You want the pie? Machine's over there.
Oh, yeah.
You got some change?
Little bit. Not much, that's all I got.
You get it back. And some. Hot pies. Yeah. That looks good.
What's the sign say?
Please pay the petrol attendant. That'll be the day.
What you got there?
Nice hot pie.
Oh, thanks.
You better get back to the car and start it up.
Mm-hmm.
He's finished. Petrol, oil, a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And Josh, keep it revving, eh? Get ready to go, but fast.
What are you going to do?
Do what I tell you and you'll find out.
How much is that?
The 4 and 26.
4 and 26, eh? Well, how's this for a start? Let's see what you've got in this bag. Not bad. Get going.
Hey, you didn't kill him, Dad?
Of course not. What are you waiting for? Move this thing.
Okay.
Tires scream on the concrete apron of the service station as the car heads into the driving rain, leaving the form of the injured petrol attendant huddled in front of the pumps. clouds still hang heavily over the center of Durban the next morning. In the office of the Central Criminal Investigation Department, beating rain pours down the tightly closed windows. Detective Sergeant Dennis Siddons stares gloomily at the dark sky, and then turns as he hears the office door open. His visitor is Captain Franz Duploy, his superior officer.
Morning, sir.
Well, I'm glad you left off the good part.
Not very nice outside.
That's putting it mildly. Won't get much fishing in this weekend. Here, this just came through from Johannesburg.
Yeah. More stolen cars?
One in particular they want us to watch for.
What's so special about this one, sir?
Apparently, they think it was the same car that stopped in Swinburne early this morning. A couple of youngsters robbed the petrol station there, beat up the attendant.
And they think it's coming to Durban?
Well, we can't be sure. But it's a good bet, I'd say. They should be here by now.
There's a general alarm, sir?
Oh, yes. All the cars have got it.
Well, they should be picked up pretty soon.
I should think so. But it'd be a good idea for the plainclothes cars to keep an eye out as well. I should think this lot will stay as far away from the uniform division's patrol cars as possible.
Yeah, rather them than me this morning, sir. I'm happy in here. Nice and dry.
Don't count on staying that way, Sergeant. If they find these men, we'll have to go and pick them up.
Where to, Dad?
Hey, Dad. Wake up, man.
What?
Wake up.
The matter?
We're there.
Durban?
Yeah, man. We're on the freeway into town.
Freeway? Are you crazy or something? There. Turn off there to the left. Up there.
Up here? Well, where's this girl?
It doesn't matter. Just get off that freeway.
But, Ted, I don't see
it. You wouldn't see if it was right in front of you. Where's your brains, man?
What do you mean?
The cops. That's what I mean. This is a hot car, remember? We knocked over that petrol station in the Free State, remember?
But that doesn't mean...
They're looking for us, Josh. They've worked out we're coming to Durban. They must have. They're not that stupid.
Hey, you think so? What are we going to do?
Well, for a start, we stay off the main roads. Keep to the little side roads like this one.
But, Ted, I don't know this place. I'll get lost, man.
Use your brains. We want to get to the sea. We go downhill, that way.
But if they're looking for us, we can't stay here in Durban.
That's right. And we're not going to. We stay here long enough to make a little money, then we head south, down to the coast.
What for, Dad?
Because we're going to have a little holiday. That's what for.
Musgrave Road, Durban, 9:45 p.m. The rain has gone, leaving the city cold and damp. The wind still pounds the trees and houses high on the Berea. There are no pedestrians to be seen, and only the occasional car passes up a deserted street.
Hey, Dad, you got a match for me?
You mad or something? You'll never light a fag in this wind. Why didn't you light it in the car?
Oh, I didn't think. I was driving.
That's a great brain you've got there, man. You can only think of one thing at a time.
Sorry, Dad.
Anyway, there isn't time for a cigarette now. That house up there.
Why that one? You know the place?
I've never seen it before. But look at the place, man. It's a palace. They've got to have money in a house like that. Besides, it's the only one in the street with all its lights out. There's nobody there.
You sure, Ted?
There's only one way to find out. Come on.
It certainly looks deserted, Ted.
Get your voice down, will you?
What do you think?
I don't know. They could be in bed early or something. There doesn't seem to be a dog, though.
Ted, look. You see that window down there on the corner?
Yeah.
We could get in there easy enough.
Yeah. You're right for once, Josh boy. Come on. Okay, that's close enough. Now, you stay here and watch out for me. I'm going in.
Me? Hey, no, Ted, don't leave me here.
What's the matter? You afraid of the dark?
No, it's not that.
You've got no brains up there. We've got to have a lookout. We don't want to get inside and then get caught by an alarm that we don't hear or something. The cops could trap us in there as easy as anything. No, you wait here. I'll be back in a sec.
Hey, come on, Ted. Dark out here. Frightening. How long has he been gone now? 10 minutes? Come on, will you?
Hey, what's that?
Come on, let's go. Ted, what's the matter?
Don't stand there. Move. I woke up. Look up in there. And he's after me.
Ted.
He's got the gun, man. Move.
You go. Stop where you are. Stop where I am.
Run, man. Run.
Yeah, run. That man, he's shooting.
Revolver. He'll never hit us. Here's the car. Inside. Quick. I'll drive.
Ted, what happened?
Shut up. He's still shooting.
Well, that was close, man. Did you get anything?
Any more clever remarks like that, mate, and you're going to get something. I'll smash you up.
It's the next morning. Detective Sergeant Siddons strides down a corridor of CID headquarters, pauses at the door of Captain DeFloy's office, and knocks.
Morning, sir.
Morning, Sergeant. Come in. Got something interesting for me?
Oh, I think so, sir. Housebreaking report just came in from Stamford Hill Charge Office. A big place in Musgrave Road.
They get away with much?
Yeah, not a thing. They were disturbed by the owner. He fired four shots at them, but they got away.
And you say there's something interesting about this one?
Yes, sir. You remember that stolen car report? The Johannesburg one about the two young men suspected of attacking and robbing the petrol attendant.
I think it's the same, too.
Well, have a look at this report, sir. The house owner got a good look at the car last night.
Yes, I see. Too dark to see the number, but he was sure it had a Johannesburg plate.
Look at the model, sir.
Late model Crestwing, dark color, could be blue or black.
Now, the stolen car was described as midnight blue, sir.
So it was. Dark blue Crestwing sedan, this year's model.
Same too, sir?
Looks like it, Sergeant. I think we'd better find these two men quickly.
You think they could be dangerous?
Thank goodness they don't seem to be armed yet. Yes, I think we'd better do all we can to get them behind bars before they do any real damage. I've got a feeling they could turn very nasty.
October the 17th, 4:15 p.m. The road between Durban and the Lower South Coast. After motorists leave the wide new highway at Illovo and rejoin the winding road that has served the coast for decades, they find that they can no longer maintain high speeds. A narrow road with sharp bends. It is flanked for most of its length by fields of tall sugarcane. The wise motorist drives with extreme care along this section, overtaking only with the utmost discretion.
Oh, this is a lovely road, darling. Just look at that view.
Yeah, very nice. Got to be careful here, though. Nasty piece of road.
Whereabouts are we, John?
Well, just coming up to Ifafa. There, anyway, that's the Ifafa River down there in the valley. Oh, now, what on earth?
Oh, there's a car just behind you. I think he's trying to get past.
Well, he's mad. He can't pass him. I can't pull over, and I'm certainly not going any faster.
It's a Joburg car. One of those big new Crestwings. There are two men in it. They don't look very nice. They look sort of dirty.
Drunk, probably.
John, they're going past.
They're mad. They're going to push me off the road.
Oh, John, this was terrible.
I'd like to... Well, let's look well ahead. I don't want to drive anywhere near those.
It looks like they're slowing down again.
Oh, typical. They just want to be in front. Can't stand driving behind.
I'm going to take that number down.
Oh, look at that. Stopping right in the middle of...
Oh, they're stopping for a hitchhiker. There's a young man on the side there.
Oh, well, I wish him a lot of luck driving with those two. He must be mad.
Thanks a lot. I mean, thanks for picking me up.
Oh, that's okay. Where are you going?
Down the coast, as far as you go. I'm trying to get to Cape Town along the coast.
Holiday, huh?
Yeah, that's right. Just wandering around.
Oh, yeah, that must be nice.
Yeah,
Cheap too, I suppose. You can't spend money like that.
Not much.
And you get to see the sights. Hey, did you ever see the view from down there?
No, I don't think I...
Oh, you must, man. It's fabulous. Hey, Josh, turn down that road.
Ted, I didn't know you'd been down here before.
Of course I have. Plenty of times.
Now, look, I don't want to take you people out of your way or anything.
No trouble at all. Is it, Josh?
Must be the wrong road, Ted. Can't get any further along here.
Oh, heck. Must be. Pity about that.
Well, why have we stopped here?
A nice place to stop. You got anything against it?
Oh, no, but...
Thought it was a good place to get better acquainted. You, said you didn't spend much money on this sort of holiday. You carry much around with you?
No, I don't carry any.
I think he's lying, Josh. Take a look in that bag of his.
No, well, look, leave that alone.
Got it, Josh? He won't let go, Dad.
You filthy thieving, let go of it.
Out. Get out, Josh. Get in the bag. Pull him out. Come on, mate. Out with your head.
No, let go of me.
Hey, he hit me. Teddy, he hit me.
You dirty animal.
You don't call me that. You don't call me that. Josh, leave him. Josh, that's enough. Put that stick down. Josh.
Josh. Kill him. Kill him.
Josh.
He can't call me names like
that. Give me the stick. What did you go and do something like that for? You fool!
Ted, I'm sorry, Ted. He called me an animal. I couldn't stop.
Just look what you've done to him.
I'm sorry, Ted.
You've killed him.
Yes. Yes, I see. Well, keep it up, will you? They must still be around here somewhere. Yes, that's right. Yeah, thanks.
Still no sign of them, sir?
Oh, no, Sergeant, nothing at all. That Cresswing seems to have vanished into thin air.
You think they might have left Durban, sir?
Well, it's possible. Where would they go? They don't go back to Johannesburg with a stolen car.
Well, they could have ditched the car somewhere.
Yes, they could. Well, let's hope they haven't. It's the only lead we've got.
You still think they might try something serious? I mean, we haven't got much on them so far.
With that sort, Sergeant, you never know what they'll get up to. It doesn't take much to turn two thugs like them into killers.
The Afafa River runs to the sea through wooded gorges and a series of deep, quiet pools. Finally, it reaches a broad tidal lake, the Afafa Lagoon. Usually, the lagoon is blind, a wide sandbar separating the sea and the river. Today, the wall has fallen, and the river is running in a deep, powerful stream to the sea. A fisherman stands on the beach next to the flowing river. He casts his bait far into the surf and stands a while, admiring the bright morning.
Ah, this is the life. Nice morning again after all the rain.
Oh, she's very dirty, though. River's come down again.
All sorts of rubbish out there.
Yeah. Just look at that mess on the beach. It's a funny-looking bundle over there. I wonder what it is. Tide's going out. It must have been washed up this morning. What do you suppose it... It looks like... No, it can't be. A man... Dead body.
The fisherman alerts the local police. The body is recovered and examined by the district surgeon. His verdict is not death by drowning. Ugly wounds are discovered on the dead man's head. A murder file is opened by the Port Shepstone CID. Eventually, after much publicity in the coastal newspapers, the body is identified as Dennis Michael Granger, a student at the University of Natal. The identity of his killer remains a mystery until Captain Deploy of the Port Natal CID receives two visitors.
Two people to see you, sir.
Who are they, Sergeant?
A man and a woman, sir. They didn't give their names.
Any idea what they want?
Well, something to do with that Ifafa murder, sir. The university student.
All right, Sergeant, show them in, will you?
They're right outside, sir. Would you come through this way, please? This is Captain Deploy.
Morning, Captain. My name's Draper, Bill Draper, and this is my fiancée, Margaret Spiller.
Good morning. Please sit down.
Morning.
Now, what can I do for you, Mr. Draper?
Well, it's about this boy they found at Ifafa, Dennis, what's his name, Granger, the university student.
Yes, that's right, Captain. We saw the man who killed him.
You saw them? But why haven't you come forward before this?
Well, we didn't actually see them kill him. We just saw them.
I think I'd better explain. You see, Margaret and I have just come back from a holiday on the south coast. We were way down near Pondoland, and that's why we haven't seen any newspapers.
We just heard about the murder when we got back last night.
And on the way down, we went down about 6 or 7 days ago.
It was the 17th in the afternoon.
Yes, the 17th. Anyway, on the way down, near Ifafa, we were passed by a big car, driving very dangerously. Once he'd passed us, he slowed down and wouldn't let us pass.
I know the kind, sir. Please go on.
Yeah. Well, just after the Ifafa River, this car stopped to give a lift to someone. A boy.
We saw the description of Granger in the paper. It was him, Captain. Dennis Granger. Yes.
This big car. Could you tell me any more about it?
Yes, I can. I took down all the details at the time. You see, we thought about laying a charge for dangerous driving, and I've got all the details here. In my bag. Here we are. It was a dark blue Creswing, TJ2427.
But, sir, that's... Dark blue Creswing. Sir, did you notice the occupants of the car?
I didn't see much of them. I was driving.
But I did. There were two men, Captain. Two young men, and they looked, well, you know, scruffy and dirty. Not the sort of people you'd expect to find driving that sort of car.
It must be them, sir.
Yes, indeed. Two young friends from Johannesburg. Sergeant, get onto the Port Shepstone CID as soon as you can.
Once the identity of the suspected killers has been established, the machinery of the police force swings into action. Roadblocks are set up on the main South Coast Road at key points. Patrol cars throughout the province are placed on the alert. Every policeman in Natal is on the lookout for a dark blue Creswing sedan. Patrol car 18, attached to the Port Natal Radio Division, is heading slowly towards town on the Northway, the arterial road that runs through the suburb of Durban North. The crew of the car, Constable Gert de Villiers and Sergeant Harry Pinar.
What's the number there, Constable?
TJ2427.
Oh, that's the one. That's the car we've been looking for. 18 to control. 18 to control. Come in, control. Over.
Radio 18. Over.
Have located dark blue Creswing. Plates positive. TJ2427. Car is parked outside bottle store on Northway above Athlone Hill. Over.
Acknowledge 18. Remain where you are. Assistance is on the way. Over.
Understood, control. Over and out.
What now, Sarge?
You heard, Constable. We wait and we watch. There you are, Constable. There's the help they promised.
Plainclothes car.
Morning, Sergeant. Captain Duploy, CID.
Morning, sir. Car's still there.
Yes, I see it. Do you think it's been abandoned?
No, sir. One of them came out to it a minute ago. He put some bottles into the boot, and then he went back into the store.
So, they're still in there. I want to avoid a car chase if we can. Bring a constable. We'll wait for them at the car.
Right, sir.
We don't want to chase them away. You and the constable stay out of sight, Sergeant. We'll wait here at the car.
Right, sir.
What now, sir?
I don't think we'll have to wait long, Sergeant. Now, look. Coming out of the bottle store.
Oh, come on, Ted. Come on, give me a hand here, man. I'm going to drop this lot.
Not far. You can carry it, man.
Man, it's heavy.
Excuse me.
Yeah?
I'm a police officer. I'd like a word with you.
Ted.
Now, raise your hands above your heads. I'm arresting you on suspicion of murder. Oh. I didn't mean you to waste all that drink.
Two men, Edward Franks and Joshua Hutton, were sent for trial on a charge of murder, one of car theft, one of burglary, and one of robbery with violence. The judge and two assessors found no extenuating circumstances, and both men were sentenced to death. Their appeal was denied, and they were subsequently hanged in Pretoria Central Prison.
Streets at night, waiting, in fast cars, on foot, living with crime and violence. These men are on duty 24 hours out of every 24. They face dangers at every turn, expecting nothing less. They protect the people of South Africa. These are the men of squad cars.
Listen again next Friday evening to another dramatic story in our authentic South African police series, Squad Cars. Squad Cars is directed by Colin Fish and produced by David Goodman.